Hello, Browns fans. I'm Jameer Howard, team joined by Browns senior editor Vic Carucci from the Liberty Ford Studios inside the grill at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Vic, the Browns look to go 4 on the road today, but they face a Redskins offense that presents challenges on the ground as well as through the air.
Yeah, the real challenge is that they have a zone blocking scheme. This has given the Browns defense trouble before because, again, you got blockers on the move, they create seams, and then the idea is for Alfred Morris, the Redskins running back, to have cutbacks. This was a problem on that Jamaal Charles 80-yard touchdown right at the start of the Chiefs game last week. So the defense must stay disciplined. They did a good job of correcting that last week after the Charles run. They're going to have to do that right from the start today. And the fact that Kirk Cousins is starting a quarterback as opposed to RG3 doesn't mean that the Browns defense can be less disciplined, because Cousins is not the runner that Griffin is. They still have to worry about the way that line plays, and Alfred Morris is an explosive back.
Now, the Redskins defense has shown some raw ability back in their secondary, and this is the area where the Browns can really take advantage of.
They can. I do expect Brandon Whedon to have a good day. I think he can attack that secondary. There's a lot of holes back there that he could probably find some room, but the key is that he has time to throw. Now, the Redskins have only generated 23 sacks this year. The Browns have only allowed 24. The O-line's done a good job, but Jim Haslett, the defensive coordinator, is a master at creating, getting creative blitzes and getting pressure that way.
All right, Vic, it's beautiful outside. We're just moments away from kickoff. What are your keys for today's game?
Biggest key is, again, take good care of the football. And the Browns, I think, have improved in that area. Brandon Whedon especially, don't get flustered by the attack of Jim Haslett and that defensive scheme. And I think the other thing is run the ball effectively. Stay persistent with it. Again, not a lot of yards per carry, but keep slamming it up in there. And let's see some Ontario Hardesty mixing in with Trent Richardson to get some big runs.
Vic, thanks for breaking it down. Browns fans, enjoy the game.